Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The second Smash Mouth song you've heard tonight on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Kenny for good reason, because we have Paul Dalia, one of the founding members of Smash Mouth, here.
Hello, Kevin Kenny. How are you?
It is so cool to have you here, man. I'm a massive Smash Mouth fan. We've sort of been friendly, the band and I, on social media for a number of years, and it's so cool to have you here on what a momentous occasion. It's a rebirth of Smash Mouth, for those that don't know. You guys have a new lead singer where you're being really kind enough to exclusively reveal the identity of that person live here on the world-famous K-Rock tonight. You've also brought along a world premiere of the new single, which I think is going to blow people away. It's I don't want to say what it is yet, but it's not what you expect from Smash Mouth, but it's like exactly Smash Mouth at the same time. But thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Yeah, we love this. We have a lot of good things to talk about. Everything's just positive and the future looks very bright.
Yeah. So just for starters, let's just set the table. You guys, you have a new lead singer. And of course, we know Steve Harwell as being an iconic frontman of Smash Mouth. And what led to the new lead singer situation?
For the last few years, Steve's had a lot of medical problems. You know, he has cardiomyopathy and heart problems. So, you know, he retired, basically. And, you know, we kind of saw it coming. And, we knew we were going to keep going. So, it's kind of a shame about Steve. But it's been happening for a few years that things were kind of going downhill. And so he just retired. That's how.
And it's all love and it's all good vibes.
Yeah,
and now you're sort of turning that page over into this new era, this new chapter of Smash Mouth. But let's get back to chapter number one, because you guys wrote something so touching yesterday on Instagram, previewing, you know, you coming on this show, that K-Rock is really where it all started for you guys in 1997. So take us back there, because we have so many longtime K-Rock listeners listening tonight. What are your memories of K-Rock breaking Smash Mouth back in the day?
Well, it all started with Carson Daly. Was a DJ at KOME in San Jose before he came to K-Rock, like right before. And we were friends with Carson. He actually would roadie for us sometimes, you know. And then he got the K-Rock gig, and he came down to L.A., and we were very happy for him. And, you know, those like Bradley and Jim Pratt and all those guys. And one night at Tuesday at 2 in the morning, he spun Walking on the Sun, and it got, you know, huge phones and Kevin Weatherly, the program director, the next day added it, you know, and we were an unsigned band. So, thank you, K-Rock. You know, they got that whole ball rolling right there, you know.
That's amazing. And thank you, Carson, it sounds like.
Thank you, Carson, yes.
Wow.
And Kevin Weatherly. So, you know, our lives changed basically the next day, you know.
That's incredible.
You know?
Yeah. And now you're here.
So, yes,
however many years later,
K-Rock.
This is incredible. We have a world premiere new single from Smash Mouth. And also, in a matter of moments, we will reveal to you the identity. This sounds like a game show, but it's not. The identity of the new lead singer of Smash Mouth. You're listening to the world famous K-Rock. We are here with Paul Dalia, one of the founding members of Smash Mouth. And let you do the honors here, Paul. You have a new lead singer for the first time in decades of Smash Mouth. It's a new chapter. It's a rebirth of the band. Why don't you do the honors and introduce the lead singer?
Well, this is our new lead singer. His name is Zach Goody.
Hey!
He's from Brooklyn, Provincetown, New York City, you know, via L.A. I
think. Hey!
And we're... We're very, very happy to have him on board.
This is very exciting. Zach, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Kevin. And, hello, world.
And you, I was like geeking out because this is, I was listening to some of your music from like 1996, and it was really cool, and it was very, you're from San Diego. Let's give the whole backstory here. You came of age in the San Diego music scene with POD and Sugar Ray, and who else was down there?
Oh, man, everyone. Blink, Unwritten Law, Sprung Monkey. We played a lot. Pretty much any kind of SoCal band of that time, Korn, Deftones, all those guys we played a zillion shows with. and had a great run for most of the 90s and some of the aughts.
Yeah.
And we came up in a club called Soma, an all ages club, which is still around in San Diego, playing, you know, with these crazy bands that all went on to be, you know, have a lot of success. And we changed our name to Divided by Zero around 2005. So I did both those bands for about 15 years. And then I did a band called Secret Seven also. I put two albums out under. So we all have, I've about eight albums out under those different bands over the years that are.
And different styles to each of those bands too. So I got to ask you, what attracted you to the gig of the new lead singer of Smash Mouth? Because it's big shoes to fill, you know, in terms of like the public consciousness.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. It's an iconic band with, you know, with great songs. It was sort of a fluke. I just saw somewhere that they needed a singer. I sort of wrote an email almost as like a goof, just like they're not going to ever respond to this email. And it was one of those sort of just like, didn't put too much. Well, okay, maybe I put a little bit of thought into it, but it was one of those like, hey, you want a guy, you know, with some bad 90s tattoos and a dad bod? Come talk to me. Here's my YouTube page, you know, and not thinking they would even respond. And they were like, hey, this is great. We love it. You know, can you try this? So we kind of went back and forth for a while. And I started going to San Jose to visit Paul and get to know the guys. And honestly, I was sort of a casual fan. Like, I knew the hits. I didn't really know the deep cuts. And after listening to the songs and seeing how good they were, what a great songwriter Greg was and is, and getting a new respect for Steve's voice too, like seeing like, you know, how iconic that sound was, it really drew me in. I was like, wow, this band is actually more dimensional than they get credit for. You
definitely
know? It's hard when you have a couple hits, and these guys have some couple huge hits, you get pigeonholed, right? And it's like a curse and a blessing for some of these bands. They have this huge hit, and then, you know, it's hard to top that or get seen for anything else. But they have some awesome deep cuts.
Oh yeah.
That I've gotten to know very well.
Yeah.
Learning all these lyrics.
Smash Mouth rules in this house. You don't have to convince me. We got more with Zach and Paul of Smash Mouth, and also the world premiere of their brand new single coming up this hour on the world famous K-Rock.
Woo, yeah.
I got to ask you about how you wrote All Star, because I've read, there's a great, I believe Billboard magazine did a piece on it for the 20th a couple years ago. But for anyone listening to K-Rock right now that doesn't know, this is a really cool story of how one of the biggest songs in the history of music was written. And you know, what I'm referring to is, you guys, you know, I think you went to the Billboard charts and you looked at what was popular at the time and you wanted to write a hit and you took elements of, does this sound familiar?
Well, what happened was, I remember this clearly. We had finished our second record and we, you know, delivered it to the label, and they came back with the, you know, the good old, we don't hear a single come back, you know? And I remember Greg was furious. He was like, God, you know? And, you know, he went back, you know, put his, you know, nose to the grindstone, and he wrote Then the Morning Comes and All Star within like a week or two, just like, and I remember I was up in Northern California doing some recording for some, and I came back to Santa Cruz where we both lived at the time, and I was at this bar, and Greg comes bursting in with a cassette. He goes, come out to my truck right now. I got something to show you, you know. And he had, you know, just demo versions of Then the Morning Comes and All Star, you know. I'm like, wow, these are good songs.
With vocals or just the...
With Greg singing. Like Greg just
and Greg would sing.
Yeah.
Would that happen a lot? Would Greg do reference tracks for Steve?
Yes, and we both would do that. Greg and I would, you know, we would do scratch tracks, and then, you know, Steve would sort of learn it. But at the time... Honestly, you know, here's how much I know. I thought Then the Morning Comes was, you know, the horse I would, of course, it was a hit too, but not as big as All Star, you know. They were both stellar, you know.
Yeah. What did you think of All Star the first time you heard it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. You know, I thought they were both fantastic songs. You know, I thought the whole record was really good, and those were just icing on the cake, you know.
Right.
So, but none of us had any idea that All Star would end up, you know, doing what it's done. But,
well, it's such an interesting song because it was on two different movie soundtracks. The video, I think, was probably even budgeted by the film studio because it was off the Mystery Men soundtrack,
Mystery Men, yes.
Which is a very little known movie in hindsight. It's a late 90s movie with Ben Stiller and whatnot. Dane Cook, a very young Dane Cook's in the video, which is cool to look for, a little Easter egg. But then Shrek picks it up, I guess, 2 years later, and that's when it just gets out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember doing that too. We were recording our third record down here, and our producer, Eric Valentine, came into the big room where Greg Camp and myself and Michael Urbano were recording, and he said, do you guys know I'm a Believer by the Monkees? You know, we'd all played in cover. So we worked it up in like 20 minutes and just recorded it and then just sort of forgot about it for a year. And then all of a sudden, this movie is like the biggest thing in the world, you know? So.
It's crazy. And it's, to this day, one of the biggest songs of all time. We have more with Smash Mouth. Zach and Paul are here. We have the world premiere of their brand new single, which we will reveal at least the title. And it's a very interesting song. I don't want to say what it is just yet, but it's a very interesting song and done only as Smash Mouth can. Playing some San Diego flavor for our guest of honor.
Yes, San Diego represents.
Zach Goody's in the house. New lead singer of Smash Mouth. Came of age. Hi-o. In the San Diego music scene. It was crazy. Slightly Stupid used to like pass out flyers.
There are homies, Slightly Stupid, all those guys.
It's crazy. Blink back in the day.
Great guys.
Paul also, of course, of Smash Mouth, one of the founding members, is here. And we're about to reveal the new, brand new single. This is a world premiere we're going to get to in a matter of moments. But let's just, you know, pull the cat out of the bag. You guys have covered Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
We did.
Which I just want to cut. Deserves, like, I'm going to stand up. That deserves a standing ovation. When I saw that email come through.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, he's standing up.
Yeah. When I saw that email come through, I go, well, wait, why would you write a song called Never Gonna Give You Up? Like, Rick Astley has a song. And then I press play and I go, this is awesome. This is awesome.
A little different arrangement.
Yeah. But it's like so unapologetically Smash Mouth and also just such a catchy song, of course, that everyone knows and gets Rickrolled by on the record. But how did you guys land on that being like the first single you released with the new lead singer?
Well, one of our managers kept pushing for us to do this song, but we were, you know, we kind of resisted. Like, it's not really our thing. But then I'm not sure if it was Randy Cook, our drummer, or Mike Kluster, our keyboard player, but they did this arrangement of it, kind of a more of a punk rock arrangement that we all really liked. And so we worked it up and we recorded it. And then
that was one of the first songs they sent to me when during the sort of audition process, they sent me the song. And they're like, this is going to be our first single. Can you try to put some vocals on top? And they sent it to me and I'm like, this is so perfect because it's just, you know, it's a goofy cover, but it's also the sentiment of the song with Smash Mouth going away and coming back, never going to give you up. And
yeah,
it's just like, it's so pitch perfect yet out of left field at the same time. And so I just kind of added my kind of flair to it, and I think it came out really good.
It's just catchy. Fun, and yeah, that's what you guys have always been. You've been fun, yeah, and I think that's what made you guys so great.
And you could tell, you know, Zach's voice just sat in there perfectly. It just sounded so, you know, so we're like, okay, this is going to work.
Well, we'll see if the phones light up.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what
we'll
you
see
think.
How perfect it is.
Anything you guys want to say about it before we press play on K-Rock?
It's under 3 minutes.
That's good.
So
that's
don't
good.
Tune out because it'll be over before you know it.
Paul, what is your favorite thing about this song, the way it came out?
I like the arrangement. I like that everyone worked on their own parts separately, and our, like I said, either our drummer or a keyboard player came up with it, and everyone plays to, you know, sort of the best of their ability, and it just the whole track came out.
And I have to give a shout out to Jerry and Farron for producing it and helping me record the vocals, because it was kind of challenging during COVID. We had to kind of do different studios and of
Deegan,
course, Sean on guitar.
And Deegan Adams and Jerry.
And Deegan, of course, too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And Ron for bringing it to the table. That was us on world famous K-Rock.
Right cool there. Smash Mouth, Never Gonna Give You Up. That was Smash Mouth doing Rick Astley. 2022, the greatest year of all time.
Yes.
This is, my head is spinning right now, but thank you so much to you guys for coming by and for world premiering that. I asked Paul here from Smash Mouth, you know, when can we get that on streaming? And you don't even know yet. We don't even have an official release date. That's how exclusive this world premiere was.
Yeah, that came out of the trunk of a car, so don't worry about it. It'll be, just search around for it. Look for Zach Goody, Smash Mouth, Never Gonna Give You Up, and you'll find it in some deep corner of the internet. Available everywhere momentarily.
Now, in all seriousness, where can we follow you guys on social media and keep up to date with everything going on with the band right now?
I think the Instagram is Smash Mouth Smash.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is there? Twitter. It's pretty easy to find.
Right on.
It's just Smash Mouth.
Are you on Instagram or anything, Zach?
Yeah, you could find me. I have like YouTube and all the usual stuff, but just my name, and then I think Divided by Zach is my Instagram. Divided by Zach.
Rad.
And Zach Goody on YouTube.
It's Zach with an H and then Good with an E at the end.
That's it.
Zachary.
Very easy.
That's it.
Smash Mouth, everybody. It's the world famous K-Rock.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.